我们今天所要证道的讲题是不可为恶所胜， Be not overcome of evil。 创世纪第二十一章第二十二到三十四节，创世纪第二十一章第二十二到三十四节。在人生的旅途中，我们接触不同的人，在读书的时候、工作的时候、服兵役的时候，我们见很多人，在某种情况下遇到某种人，我们怎么样跟我们的朋友或者是邻居接触呢？神的话语教导我们怎么样跟我们的邻居接触。In life, we come in contact with people from all walks of life, and we meet people in every situation. How are we to interact with these our neighbors? What constitute godly Christian conduct? 使徒保罗他在罗马书第十二章第十七到二十一节就教导我们怎么样就是有这个智慧来做一个好见证。Our Lord, the Apostle Paul show us in Romans 12:17-21.The skills for handling human relationship that brings honor and glory to God. He showed us the mind of God and the demeanor of godliness in action. It is related well Abraham's interaction here in our text with the heathen Philistine king Abimelech in Romans, in Genesis 21.22-34. 这里在创世纪第二十一章第二十二到三十一节就教导我们怎么样与我们的邻居相处。他们可能是没有信主的我们怎么样跟他们相处。这里神的话语就通过亚伯拉罕他这个神的仆人就要教导我们这一个功课。罗马书第十二章第十七到二十一节这里说到 Romans 12:17-21, 罗马书第十二章十七到二十一节，罗马书第十二章十七到二十一节这里说到若有第十二章第十七到二十一节不要以恶报恶，众人与美以为美的事要留心去做。就是说那些诚实的没有诡诈欺骗的事我们要做。 若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。啊，这里说到我们要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，啊，听凭主怒。因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”所以我的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把淡火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。反要以善胜恶。Romans 12:17-21 says here, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For so in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. The Apostle Paul has been teaching the Christians in Rome the principle that we must bless those who do harm and persecute us. We must bless them and not curse them. We are to recompense to no man evil for evil. In other words, we are to live peaceably with all men. This is wisdom that is pure and peaceable. And so, men and women of true wisdom, not those who only think they are wise, are what we say, peacemakers. 使徒保罗，他说他在罗马城的时候，他教导这一课，他说在罗马书第十二章第十七节，罗马书第十二章十七节，不要以恶报恶，众人愚为美的事，要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。总要尽力与众人和睦。这里说到，我们怎么样能够尽力与众人和睦呢？我们有在圣经有记载在箴言书第二十一章第二十五章21-22节就是保罗用这词来在罗马书第十二章二十节教导我们什么是在罗马书第十二章二十节说到你要你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若渴了就给他喝，因为这样行就是把淡火堆在他的头上。这个什么意思呢？这里就是说到那个人你用好来对待他不要用恶来对待，就是对待他因为他作恶来对待你这里说到为什么你要这样做呢？他都对你 做恶的事啊，因为这样做是要使到那个人啊自己良心发作啊，良心发作就是检讨自己，使到自己说，哎，为什么啊？你我是做这个对他做这个恶事，为什么他反而做好事呢？啊，这里就教导我们啊，使到那个人啊能够自己思想思考啊，能够就是使到他啊能够改变啊改变。So what does the scripture mean? Thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. It is to be understood metaphorically. He will probably be more miserable at that point than he has ever been before. Certainly much more miserable at that point when he acted in an unkind and in an ungodly way. You will cause pain, not physical pain, but pain of shame and pain of remorse. You will show a kind of burning, an anguish in the mind that will lead the person to self-repentance or self-examination and repentance. You will shock him and he will begin to reconsider what he has done to you. And then you will see how terribly wrong it is and will lead to repentance. Of course, it is not always like that. It may not always be like that. Your enemy may not respond, but that is not your responsibility, how the enemy will respond. Your task is to do everything you can to bring him to that situation, that condition whereby he will cause the person to think again. So verse 21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So this is the biblical approach to God honoring human relations. 在创世纪第21章第22节这里讲到亚比米勒他就是那时候亚伯拉罕居住的地方的帝王他是那边的就是执掌者。那在那个时候亚伯拉罕跟亚比米勒和他的将军他们就见面说我们要和睦相处。和睦相处不但是我们这一代要和睦相处我们的后代我们的后代也是要和睦相处。那这里我们知道亚伯拉罕神赐福给亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕有众多的资产财产，还有有很大的影响力那不过在那个时候亚伯拉罕跟亚比米勒亚比米勒的仆人他们有一个争执争执在25节在25节这里说到从前亚比米勒的仆人霸占了一口井，亚伯拉罕为这事指责亚比米勒Abraham and Abimelech and his general sought to live peaceably as neighbors, not only in their generation, but they sought peace also for their descendants. And God blessed Abraham with great possessions and influence, so that the king of the land sought peace with him. They both did not want an armed conflict, and each wanted control of the water sources through the wells that are dug there. Abraham reproved Abimelech because in verse 25, the well of water which Abimelech's servant had violently taken away. So Abraham sought to clarify a conflict that has arisen between their servants. In other words, it was Abimelech may or may not be aware, but there was this conflict that went on between the servants of Abraham and the servants of Abimelech. And so this was what he did. He went to clarify. Matthew 18 verse 15 says, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother." Now, Yapi Mila, 他的仆人呢, 他就 抢夺 亚伯拉罕 的水井, 的水井, 那亚伯拉罕就 知道了, 生气了, 就要去找那个亚比米勒 谈判, 就是说, 诶, 为什么你做这事, 他 知道了, 他没有 去跟什么 别人讲, 就是跟这个, 直接去找这个, 亚比米勒, 对证, 对证这事情, 马太福音第18章第15节说到, 倘若你的弟兄得罪你, 你就去趁着只有他和你的一处的时候, 指出他的错来, 他若听你, 你便得了你的弟兄, 他若听你, 你便得了你的弟兄。 那, 亚比米勒, 他知道了, 亚伯拉罕, 告诉他, 这争执的水井的事, 他的, 他知道了他怎么样答呢? 他说谁做这事? 我不知道。 他说谁做这事我不知道, 我也没有, 你也没有告诉我, 今日我才听见了。 所以亚比米勒就说, 诶, 这事我都不知道啊。 Abimelech straight away responded to Abraham to say, "I don't know of this matter that my servants have taken away the water, the well, violently. I'm not aware of this matter." So it is indeed true that Abimelech was not aware of what went on. And so he honestly told Abraham. So it was not the case of Abimelech instructing his servants to find trouble to take possession of Abraham's wealth. And therefore, having clarified the matter, Abraham sought a peaceful settlement by making a covenant together. Having clarified the matter, Abraham sought a peaceful settlement by making a covenant together with Abimelech. Abraham bought 7 ewe lambs and gave them to Abimelech as a witness that Abraham dug the well and the well belonged to him. He settled the matter with Abimelech. God granted him peace with his enemies. As a result of this peace treaty, Abraham and his household had a trouble-free sojourn in the Philistine land for many days. 神照顾了亚伯拉罕，他也使到亚伯拉罕能够在这个亚比米勒王的这个地区继续的居住。我们看到神对亚伯拉罕的照顾，神对亚伯拉罕的照顾。亚比米勒他有军队，他有军力，亚伯拉罕是没办法抵挡的，不过他就是用一个诚实的心跟亚比米勒对阵那亚比米勒不是一个不讲理的人不是一个不讲理的人，所以就跟他就是有一个约定说我们华人说河水不犯井水，就是不要就是要和睦共处了他们要和睦共处了。我们这里看到亚伯拉罕他没有乱指责就是他给亚比米勒一个机会澄清这事情澄清的是这事情澄清之后他们就能够和睦共处了他们就用这七头羊做一个见证就是他们就是约定了有一个和睦的约定说要就是要和睦共处的意思我们今天就讲到这里了。